Critics say the 4 nights of the Republican National Convention added up to a long infomercial for the GOP. Every night, virtually every speech, offered up an attractive vision of a Dole administration and a harsh critique of the Clinton administration. As NPR's Brian Nitter reports, some of the claims and charges Republicans made in San Diego were not only partisan, they stretched the truth.
It was a long 4 nights if you're a Clinton supporter. No one in San Diego had much nice to say about the man, certainly not Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison.
It's time to wake up, America, to President Clinton and his high-taxing, free-spending, promise-breaking, Social Security taxing.
Hutchison may have swung the biggest hatchet in San Diego, but almost every speech contained some kind of blast at the president's record. The most popular target was the 1993 Clinton deficit reduction plan, which raised some taxes in order to lower the deficit. Not a single Republican voted for the plan then, and judging from their comments here, they still don't like it.
Bill Clinton pushed through the largest tax increase in history.
Instead of cutting taxes, he raised them on nearly all Americans. 2 years ago, Bill Clinton and the Democrats gave us the largest tax increase in our nation's history.
Was the 1993 tax increase really the biggest in history? Did it raise taxes on all Americans? Well, as the commercial goes, not exactly. The bottom line on the 1993 tax increase was $241 billion. No doubt a lot of money. But if you use constant dollars, the all-time biggest tax hike came back in 1982. And the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee then, who largely shaped that tax increase, was none other than Bob Dole. Claiming the 1993 tax increase raised taxes on all Americans is also a bit of a leap. Better off Americans pay somewhat higher taxes on their Social Security benefits, and families earning more than $100,000 had their taxes go up. Taxes on gas were raised, too. But for middle-income families, tax rates stayed the same. What's more, many lower-income Americans saw their taxes go down because of an increase in the earned income tax credit. While we're talking about what the Clinton plan didn't do, let's look at what Dole says his economic program will accomplish. First, he promised to balance the federal budget by 2002, and he promised a Dole administration would mean other good things, a 15% across-the-board tax cut and a $500 per child tax credit, which we should note President Clinton has also proposed. Here's Bob Dole last night.
Taxes for a family of four making $35,000 a year will be reduced by more than half, 56% to be exact.
But for all these good benefits to accrue, Congress and the president will have to agree on a whopping $400 billion worth of spending cuts. And if, as they say, Social Security, Medicare, and defense are off limits, it will mean cuts of 30% to 40% in just about everything else, according to former Congressional Budget Office Director Robert Reichauer.
We're going to have very substantial reductions in non-defense discretionary programs, the programs that make up the Justice Department, make up the Interior Department, make up the Commerce Department, the nuts and bolts activities of the federal government, basically.
Tax cuts also played an indirect role in Congresswoman Susan Molinari's keynote address, in which she talked a lot about families and children.
How many times have we said to ourselves, there just aren't enough hours in the day? And the truth is, there aren't. Well, Republicans can't promise you any more hours in a day, but we can help you spend more hours at home with your family.
But a 15% tax cut is unlikely to mean enough of a savings so that one of a two working parent family could afford to quit their job and stay home with the kids. And while we're on the subject of time and kids, Senator Bob Dole fought against the Family and Medical Leave Act that President Clinton signed, allowing parents to take up to 12 weeks on paid leave to stay with a new child. The president was also attacked during the convention for his conduct of foreign policy by Republicans such as former U.N. Ambassador Jean Kirkpatrick.
They did put American troops under United Nations command and under United Nations rules of engagement.
But it should be noted, American soldiers have fought under foreign command several times before, including World War II and the Gulf War. Neither party, of course, has a monopoly on the truth, and Democrats who meet in Chicago in a little over a week can be expected to exaggerate, shade, and mislead just as much as Republicans did. This is Brian Naylor in San Diego.